Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Paige Smith. In what's being dubbed as the most significant antitrust settlements ever, Visa and MasterCard agreed to cap credit card swipe fees. Now, the deal, which has to be approved by the court, would save U.S. merchants at least $30 billion over 5 years. Paige, tell us a little bit more about the deal and the credit card swipe fees. What are they and who's been paying them?
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to dive in a little bit here. It is, as you said, a very significant settlement. And, you know, I think it's important to kind of think about the context here as well. I mean, this legal fight dates back to at least 2005. So we're going almost 20 years of litigation on this particular issue. And, you know, recently merchants have grown more and more vocal about how much they hate these swipe fees, which is also known as interchange and sort of payments parlance, or how it's known in the industry. But swipe fees usually amount to about 2% of a purchase or so, and they totaled more than $100 billion last year for merchants. This is a pretty significant cost for merchants on any sort of transactions. This is, the settlement addresses a lot of the issues the merchants have had in over the course of many years with Visa and MasterCard, which are the world's largest payments networks.
A lot of merchants I've seen have passed those costs on to the consumers. They'll have a little sign at the register saying, if you want to use a credit card, it's going to cost you X percent more. And a lot of people are like, I don't think so. And then they decide to go somewhere else. So is that likely to happen more so?
Well, I would say that in the past, the merchant themselves, as you said, they have actually been footing the bill for a lot of these fees, even if there are those fees that are, you know, maybe, you know, past, if there's a little sign that sort of says that you as the consumer are paying for it, the merchant is also still behind the scenes footing a lot of those bills. So I would say that a number of critics actually say that swipe fees are sort of the, they sort of finance the credit card rewards programs that consumers know and love very much. But we will have to see sort of what the fallout is from the settlement long term.
You mentioned that it's taken almost 20 years to come up with this agreement. Why so long?
I mean, I think, to be honest with you, it speaks to how complicated the issue is and that these are huge players involved. I mean, you have Visa and MasterCard, of course, but you have folks on the trade from the trade groups weighing in as well. You have, for example, the Retail Industry Leaders Association weighed in very quickly with a statement soon after the settlement was announced. And, you know, the trade group's members include more than 200 retailers, so names that consumers know, like Apple and Starbucks and Home Depot. So it's, I would say that there are a lot of big players involved in this settlement. This is complex stuff. And the payments landscape is always changing. I don't know about you, but I use my Apple Pay when I board the subway in New York City. And they're just how people are interacting with payments and transacting with the financial system is changing very, very rapidly.
Okay, so then what's the fallout going to be for the consumer, the user?
That is a great question. I think we're going to have to see what the fallout actually will be. But I think that an interesting point to be made is that merchants will be able to sort of steer consumers to one payment method versus another, or one credit card versus another. So to be able to potentially offer, and again, I will have to double check this, but I believe it's to be able to offer the offer a lower price for, say, a less expensive Chase card as opposed to a more expensive Chase card.
How and retailers can do that? I mean, you have your choice of you know, how much you want to pay and the annual fee, and then you get, you know, fewer perks if you choose a cheaper one.
Yes, absolutely. So you'll have fewer perks, but at the same time, you know, retailers will now be able to charge consumers sort of different prices based on the cost of accepting different cards. So to kind of put a finer point on that, if a consumer has, say, you know, a higher end Chase card with a higher annual fee, that is, those sort of cards come with a higher interchange fee. So that means that a consumer might be charged more at checkout than if they were to use sort of a lower fee Chase card. I'm picking on Chase for a minute.
Well, as long as they explain it to us, because everybody wants to know, you know, why is somebody else having to pay more than I do?
Of course. And I think that, again, this is this settlement was just made public this morning. We've, of course, have had a number of initial comments made. I mentioned RILA, the trade group representing the retailers, but there are statements coming out of folks representing merchants across the country, also trade groups representing the payments companies. I think what I'm trying to say is that the actual fallout of this and sort of how consumers will be affected, we'll have to sort of see over time, and how the companies want to react to this settlement, and also how the banks want to react to this settlement, because we have to remember on the other side of these transactions are consumers, banks, and merchants banks.
That is Bloomberg's Paige Smith. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.